beginning of last week. So we tried the Bezushim run strong. Thursday, Bezushim will have a suit of spray to be netted during the lunch. So each person give it to our tailor, 2 minute to our tailor. Have a little bit extra food. And Yoni, you'll let me know if you want to give a chabura. You want to? Great. Wonderful. So that'll be on Thursday. And maybe one day this week, if we get together to play ball. Let's see. Thursday, probably not, because everyone's going to, you know, want to get going. But maybe the day before. All right, we'll see. Okay? What'd you say? Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, we'll see. Maybe you could stand there. Yeah. Okay, let's begin. We're in Siman Yud Zayin, Sif Beis. Before we begin, I just wanted to point out, first point I wanted to just mention is we did it at the tail end of Shir on Friday, that when the Mechaber began the Sif, is that one litigant, you know, shouldn't speak his whole tzarech. You know, you shouldn't say lo ye echem edaber kol tzarech. One guy should say the whole piece and one guy should be brief. That for sure is usher. So the Mechaber quotes like the Pashas Lishon the Gemara, that even when he doesn't say that to the guy, she adaber kol tzarko, usher im omer l'sheni she akatzer. Even lamaisa, in other words, when he doesn't say that. So in other words, you have to make sure as dayanim to make sure. Even it's not just usher to say. That's for sure usher to say to one litigant, say a long piece, and you other fellow be short. That for sure is usher. But to create a scenario, where that happens, gam kisha'ein omer lezeh, she'adabra kol tzarko, usherim omer lesheni she'akatzer. Now, let's say you said, you didn't say anything to the first guy, and you say to one of the guys, be short. That's also usher, okay? Either say to both be long, or both be short. That's okay. Or don't say anything, okay, to either of them. But for one guy to say, you know, halacha lamaisa, when you don't say anything, and then you say to the second guy, you don't say anything to one guy, and you say be brief to the other guy, that's a problem, okay? Now, that's what the small points out here, Alpidin. If you look in the tour, it's mashmo, when you only say daber kirtzonecha, is it taka usher, lamaisa. Only when you say kadaber kirtzonecha, is it usher when you said to one guy that, and he said to the other guy. So it's mashum the tour, what I just said would be mutter, but the smah says it's usher. So to say to nothing to one guy, and to another guy be short, the smah says it's usher, and if you medayik in the tour, maybe that's mutter. So that's the first nakuda that I wanted to begin with. Okay. Also, second nakuda is that to say to both guys be long or do whatever you want, or to both guys be short, the Shach and the Bach said that was mutter. The Chiddush being is that even when you would say to both guys be brief, it could very well be, or not Choshes L'Stimas Tanosov, but it could very well be that when you, in general, tell them to be brief, maybe one of the guys will be nervous. Maybe I would have thought that's us, or Kamashon, or not Choshish for that, because both of them were told to be brief. So that was the Chiddush of the Shah, the Shach and Bach, that was Gufa the Chiddush. Okay, very good. So those are the two Nakudas I wanted to begin with. Let's now pick it up from Siv Beis, where we left off. Let's go. Tamad Chacham v'amar Chabo Ladin, Moshivin Esachacham v'omrim Lefonov, v'omrim l'amar Shev. Tamachacham and Amar said, come to a din Torah. You sit down the Chacham, and you say to the Amar, Shave, sit. Vim lo yashav, if he refuses to sit, ain't makpidim bekach, we don't care. The Gemara in Shavuos has a very interesting Gemara, where the Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Lamed Amud Beis states that there was a Gemara. A Gemara has a case that Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, there was a Tamar Chacham and Amar said a din Torah with each other. And they sat down, the Tamar Chacham, and they also sat down, they said to the Amar, sit down. And if he wants to stand up, lays limbo. Mamash out of the, right out of the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Bar of Shravya, though, had a din in front of Rav Papa, and they sat him down. They also sat his Baldin. Stomach was not on the same level, it was equivalent to an Amar's. And the Shliach Bezin comes and he stood him up, the Amartz. He hit him. And Rav Papa didn't say sit. He didn't say him sit back down. Frektam, how could he do that? Is it Mistata Tanase? No. Rav Papa says the Baldin, the Amartz, knew that I liked him. The Shliach Bezin didn't like him. So as long as he knew I liked him, there's not going to be a problem. Stop them Tanase. That's the Gemara here, Beferish, on Lamanim at Beis, here in Masechta Shavuos. Fascinating Gemara, where the Gemara has this what? Has this concept, okay? Fine. So, this is exactly what we have here in the Shulchan Aruch regarding this din here. So, I want to just point out, what does it mean, ein makpidin bekach? If you already sat down, and the Shliach Bezin was ma'amid him, the Dayanim don't have to say, go back and sit. That's what the Smos is right out of the Gemara. However, the Ramos says, Hako, Tamachochim Shaboladin Mutal Lamod Lafon of Lachashini Shistmu Tanasa Kenegdo. If a Tamachochim comes to a Din Torah, is it mutter for the Dayanim to stand up? He's one of the litigants. No problem at all. Why is it not a problem? Aye, isn't his standing up going to be what? Mistatan Tanasa? The other guy's going to throw done. Why should we go to a Din Torah? They're getting up for him. We assume that that's okay. The Gemara, we had a case on Friday or Thursday. We spoke about Eishes Chover, that the wife of Rav Huna came to a din Torah of Nachman. How would Rav Nachman know what to do? If he stood up for her, then it's Tatam Tanase. Midich Gis Eishes Chover Kechover. So he had the whole thing that he had a bird come in and therefore he jumped up Lamaisa, and that's the reason why he got up, because of the bird, not Lechavdo. So the Rishonim want to bring out from here, right? The Rishonim want to bring out from here that what? That this is only a din by a Eishes Chover, but by a Talmud Chochom, Mutal Lehedja, right? It was Mutal Lehedja. The Shach pointed this out. Tyson Shvus already, right? Tyson Shvus already said this. Only out Eishes Chover, Lomai said he do this shtick. But out Talmud Chochom itself, he would have gotten up straight from him himself. I start them Tanasi. No, it's Halacha. We're not Chashin Nostim is Tainus if you're doing Halacha. We're not Chashin for that. The mitzvah says him in that Torah. Other mini kivud lomaisa. Other mini kivud that the Birke Yosef the Chidah says maybe we have to be watch lomaisa. Maybe that's already that already would be too much. And the same halacha I wanted you to see in the Nesivis. I'm sorry if I didn't give it to you, but you take a look. Sifkot and Zion. The Nesivis points out even if the fellow is what is an amarz, but he's an elderly man. And then they say v'takum. That's a question how you define that. 70, 60. But the Nesivis here says Beferish, it applies to an elderly man. So if you get up for an elderly man as well as having a din Torah, it's not considered a problem because it's a mitzvah. Other mina kibud, maybe not that way. Okay? Other mina kibud, see the end, it's in the Chidushim. It's in the Chidushim. Chen Amar Zakin Yishlo Din Tamil Chacham. Quotes the Urim Vitumim. Okay? The end of that piece. So Lomais, I want you to point that out. As well, Lamai said we should get that din of the Nesivis here as well. Okay. Viter now. Let's go, guys. Sif Gimel. Kfar Nogu, Kobate, Din Yithroel. Lachara Talmud. Shemoshivin Bale Dinin, the Gama Aidin, Kibilasira Machloik, Shin Bano Koyach, Lamin Mishpate Adas Al Tilum. Kfar Nogu, Kobate Yithroel. This is a quote of the Rambam. That after the Gemara was closed, we sit everyone down, the Baal HaDinim, the Eidim, in order to get rid of Machloikis, in order, Shein Baruch Koch, La'amid Mishpatei Adas, I'll tell him. Because we don't have the Koyach. La'amid Mishpatei Adas, I'll tell him on its hill. What does this mean? So, the Bach quotes from the Smag, I didn't give it to you, but I hope you saw it. It says, because of the Golus exile so terrible, and we're living amongst the Goyim, we have to remove Machloikis from amongst us. Ulopamim boy machloikis, and machloikis sometimes arises when you say to Adam or the Baal HaDinim, stand up. You know what I mean? We want everyone to be comfortable. Now, I want to point out here, we pointed this out at the beginning of the summer. How can we matter a din in Isser b'nei machloikis? If it's a din that arises from a pasuk, it's an asmach, the mechetesi. So, we wanted to say from the rabbis there in Perikof Alef Elohim that it was a din of what? Of Hefker, Bezin Hefker. So Ari, I think, pointed out at that time that that's as good as if it's a Dini Mominus case. And you point out at that time, this particular halacha may not be Dini Mominus. So I said, though, if it's a Dini Mominus case, it's overarching, it touches all the details of the case. But in a chanam, if the Din Torah is a get, then maybe you need to meet it. Maybe you need to meet it. And the Bach is quoted from the Maharaj Stein, says that we have to be Maser Machloikis amongst the Goyim, amongst ourselves, since we live amongst Goyim, we have to make sure the Shalom amongst us. And he quotes from his grandfather, the great Kaddish, the Noam El Melech, the Rebbe, the Tzaddik. Unbelievable that he says on the Pasuk, Chaneni Hashem Chanenu, that if there's Chain amongst Klal Yisrael, amongst ourselves, there'll be Chain amongst the for the Goyim looking at us. Right? That's what Haman said. I'm a fooder and a mafuzer. If we're fighting within Jews, it's a terrible thing. Then they'll be able to get us. So that's a very important thing. Halacha L'maisa. So the Aden, the Baladinim themselves, if they're Naga Yershim Bilvavov, Amdo Avosov, Al Harsina, Yahush Lichvor Ateril Mitzis, Lakai Mitzis Amdo Neashim, Roy Lam Laoshiv Ladayanim, Anachim the Mod Lifne Hashem Lifne Mishmel Kimhu. Granted, we do this if they insist, though, Lamaisa, they insist that they want to stand, okay, the Dayanim will sit, okay, that's fine, Gavaltik. But Lamaisa, we ideally will say this, and that's what I said, we do it every Din Torah. It's the first thing you do at a Din Torah. You tell that the Edim and the Dabal Edim, sit down, let's present your cases. And that's the first thing we do. And then you can say over to Lums, the Radbaz, Hefkim is Nefkim. Now, by a get, Lamaisa, that's not done. Okay? All right. Now, the couple's coming to a base and decide whether a get should be given, then they could perhaps sit down because it's not the Maisa get, Lamaisa. Okay? Yes, Jay. Yes, Ike. Yeah, it could be. Even if it's an asmach to make a taste, how do you do it, you know? Okay. I'm saying, but if you say hefker is an hefker, would it take care of it even if it's the araisa?
Yeah, but that has limitations.
Okay, you don't have to, lemaisa, but I mean, it's much easier. You can't just do away with the din derabanan, you know, that we do away with the din lecharchila, and you have to be masber why. So I'm saying that the Radbaz, I think, is helpful, whether it's the araisa or whether it's the derabanan. Well, Mice, you're going to have to say something along those lines. I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying even if it's a Dindro Bani, you can't just stop and do away with it. Okay, Siv Dalet, let's go. Ima Toivim Rabim Hanitpa Oimer Ani Chofet Shieshu Ove Vikrove Etzli Shani Toine Mochem Kadesh Li Shtmu Etanoisi Kiatam Rabim Adinimo. This happens quite a bit, especially, God forbid, there's a get. They want to have, each side has, they want to have their friends or family members to support them. So what happens if that's the same case in the case of Dini Mominus? So you have many Tovim, Rabim, and then Nitpa says, you know, I'm really not comfortable with that unless I have my friends there with me in order that I don't get nervous, because Atema Rabim Adin Imo, right? You guys are a lot, so can he also say that too? Yes, Adin Imo. Vashutvim Yavaru Lahem Echad Mehem Litom Bishvil Kulam. The Shutvim should choose someone that will represent all of them. O Yitin Kol Echad La'atzmo Zecher Zeh the Gamanipo L'yikach Ovo Etzlo. Or they can also say we want to have separate Dinei Torahs, and the Nitpa cannot choose Ovim Etzlo. Now, if in the Beis Yosef, if you noticed, the Beis Yosef quoted a Mordechai and a ghost Mordechai. In the Mordechai in Shuas, he was asked this question, and he basically paskined that each guy should be on his own. Okay? Each guy should be on his own. That's the way he paskined. Hilkach Ashut Vivarlem Echman Litom Ishvukulom, O Yitugach Latzmo, Vigaminipal Yukachovo Etzlo, the Tamid Precious. That's what he quotes from the Mordechai in Shuas, Aedis Shimon Tovshin Samach Aleph. Okay? And so let's get to the details, because there's an Agos Mordechai right after that Ari and Alex were asking me about, and the small says like this Ladina. So let's mazber what this means. So you have a lot of Shutvim, and the Nitpa's a Yochid. So you have the Tovim are Shutvim, multiple men, and the Nitpa's a Yochid. So the Nitpa says, you know what? I don't want to be alone. So the Mechaber says, no problem. He has a good time, he can bring friends. But Lamaisa, his suggestion is not what we go with, okay? His suggestion is not what we go with. Not that we allow him to bring friends, but rather, Mitzad de Tovim, we allow Lamais either one guy to represent all of them, or we have them go one at a time, each shutuf, and have multiple dinei Torahs. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, what happens, and this is the next Agos Mordechai that Alex and Anari were asking me, in that next Agos Mordechai, at least in other editions, I know it's reversed, but in mine it was first the Mordechai and then the Agos Mordechai, and I told a few fellows, better goodbyes with the old Sophist of Beis Yosef, what happens if the Nitva says, you know what, I don't want to go multiple times to a Din Torah. He says, you know what, I want to do it once. So point one guy to represent all the Shutvin, because I don't want to go many times. That he can't do. Ain't Shomenlo. That's how the Agos is Masber there on the bottom in Ari's tour. I don't have that, but what's it called? Chiddushi Agos? Yeah, I have it also, but it's in italics. Chiddushi Agos also says the Hasbro. He can't force to say, listen, I only want one time, okay? So basically what emerges is, based on the Smuz Hasbro, is that, and putting together the Mordechai with the Agos, Mordechai is that the tovim that are many against the one nifas is, listen, I'm not comfortable with that. I want my own support system. Okay, you know what? We're going to create an equal field, but we're not going to paskin the way you suggested, that we're going to have, you know, six guys here and six guys here. We'll have one against one, and if it's against shutvin, each shutvin can take his own din Torah, or you'll have one representative for everyone against you. We'll pit one against one, and that's our equal playing field that we're going to create. Let's say the Nitva says, I don't want to go five times to the Beis in the Shutvin. I want to go one. That's the choice of the other fellows. They can choose one, or they can choose one at a time. Now, it's interesting, this small in Sif Kotten Yud Zion, it's interesting, and this is what I want to bring out. In Sif Kotten Ches, it's Sif Kotten Ches and Tes, these two smalls. In the end of Sifkon Ches, he says there's a mistake in that, he says there's a mistake, Lamaisa, okay? He says there's a mistake in that Mordechai that was quoted. And he says that the situation that we create is that the Beis Mitzad themselves are Monea Ribui Baalei Dinim. I mean, they take control. Beisin takes control, says the small, and they create the equal playing field, okay? It's not just when the Baal Din makes the claim. Does Beis Din create this equal playing field? But if the Baal Din wouldn't say anything, then, you know what, Beis Din doesn't get involved to, you know, create an equal numbers. That's interesting, because the small says, not totally the Baal Din. You see, end of that small, he says, is a misprint. Nir lagi tevis lachen ol hilka kamash kosmim mordechai no tolu v'das atovim o anit be'el a Baal Din. El Beis Din, Yaakov Shneim Lekach V'Dok. So the Smuz is stark about this, that Beis Din will create the equal playing field. Okay, it's interesting, because the simplest pshat is not that way, that only when he makes that request, Poshim Pshat, right? And the Tumim and the Taz, they're all Cholek on him. The Nesivis right here is all Cholek on that small, like I said, and they say when he's not Dorishu and doesn't make that request, it's the Chivs Amutal on Beis Din. Only when he makes the request, he wants equal footing and equal numbers. Then we will get involved. So the Pashas is not like that small, but I guess he felt, Lamaisa, that is the responsibility of the Beis Din, and he felt it was a misprint there. Okay, because the whole pshat of that Mordechai is that, you know, I mean, I guess the question is, to what responsibility does Beis Din have to create the equal playing field? Do we always have to assume that, you know, people feel that way? And people do feel that way. You shouldn't be involved in things like that, but if you have, people do get involved, people do feel that way. Sometimes they're being ganged up on when you have, let's say, one guy against three guys, okay? I'll tell you, for example, this, I mentioned another thing. Let's say there's a sichsuch between couples in dini moments. I always tell, you want to get together, then it should be both the man and wife together, or the man and man against the man. But it should be a man and wife against one person. Because it's even though they're couples, right? Even though it's a married person, still you want to feel that might be a suggestion, you know, is something to think about. Yes, go ahead, Adam. What do you say?
I was just wondering, what's the problem with your image or who's in it? What's wrong with
you know what? You don't want to have dayanim there. You don't want to have al tasatz v'korcha dayanim. You don't want to have lawyers.
Right,
we haven't mentioned. I'm glad you brought it up. We should mention. You know, these ta'anim. There's a concept called ta'anim that exists. You know what ta'anim are? They're basically our halachic lawyers. That's not an ideal. You really should not have ta'anim. There's certain baladinim that don't even accept ta'anim. It should just be the baladinim. There should be no concept of lawyers. So that's what that is. It's an issue of, you know, let, you know, you yourself present it yourself, you know. If you want to prepare it, so prepare with friends before. But in the actual Beis Din, we want to have, like, we'll have all of those, the three chess pieces. The Dayanim, the Eidim, and the Baladin. We don't want any other people around. So if you want to prepare before, do it, prepare, but not in the Beis Din. That's what it means, kreitzav, remosav. That's what that means, Adam. It's a negative thing. We don't want it, okay? So it's, this whole concept of ta'anim is a bad thing, and it's a bad, you know, they make a whatever. People may use, there are people that are, as a, it's their business. They're ta'anim. It's not an ideal thing. It shouldn't be that way. You want to open an office to be a ta'anim, so open an office and you'll do all the research for the guy and you'll present it, but don't go to the Beis Din for him. You know what I'm saying? Yes, what do you say, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm not taking the two happens, but...
Many, most of them have ta'anim.
Really?
Yeah, most. All of, I think all of them do, basically. Okay. It is a problem. It's a major problem. No, I don't know. Okay, maybe one day we should open up our own Beis Din, right? Right. We'll have our own Beis Din. We won't have any ta'anim. Most do. No stupid. I think the reason being is that it's become almost impractical, Aaron, because they want the people want to be, you know, present their case properly. So. If you have a guy who doesn't know anything in Torah, so, you know what I mean? He wants to be able to present it that way. But the truth is, he shouldn't present it. Just to present the Metzias, and you let the Dayanim figure out what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to present, oh, the Ksais, you know what I mean? You're one of the litigants. The Ksais and Simon Zion zucks like this, you know what I mean? Just say what the Metzias is, you know what I mean? That's not your job. So the whole thing becomes, you know what I mean? The whole thing becomes upgefreg. Okay, you know what? I didn't get a chance, and I'm sorry. Ari, you want to just say it out? Did you look in Kufi and Vav? I didn't look. I didn't get a chance. Did anyone? What did? Do you want to say it outside? What did he? You have it here?
No, yep. He
quoted that other ghost Mordechai. You mean? Oh, okay, good. I mean, that was a quote from the ghost Mordechai. Okay, good. It says, "I didn't come in Kufi and Vav Siflamidei." I didn't get a chance to look. Thank you, Ari. He just quotes that Agos Mordechai that we said over. Okay, good. You don't have a choice. You can't say, oh, I don't want to go to Beis Din five times. If they're five partners and they want to go five times, you got to go. That's it. Okay, let's go. Sif A, guys. Because we got to get to the Meturgim. We've got Mahalach here about the Meturgim. Also, Ladayin says in Sif A. Also, Ladayin, Lishmo Adivre Baldin, Ha'echad, Shlo Bifnei Baldin Chavero. You're not allowed to hear the words of a Baldin, Shlo Bifnei Baldin Chavero. You're not allowed to. Okay. Why not? So there are a lot of different psukim on this din. Very important to know. You just shouldn't gloss over Makairis. You know, like Rav Rosenstock always taught us, what one of the biggest things of Chaim, you know, in the Brisker Derech is that you always want to know, first of all, first din, is it the Eraisa de Rabbanan? It's not just the Brisker Derech. Whenever you're doing a halacha, you want to know, is it the Eraisa de Rabbanan? Nafkamin is Suffolk, is it the Eraisa de Rabbanan? Thanks a lot. Thank you. Tiskel Mitzvahs. So the is it's on the floor there?
Yeah.
Yank, you want to pick it out? I like the food on floor. Yeah, thanks a lot. It's in the hop. Yeah, but it's better. You want to put it on the... Thanks a lot. I like this. There's the food on the floor, you know. Thanks a lot. You're a strong guy. Thanks a lot, Yankee. Okay, so what I wanted to bring out is, what was I saying? What was I saying before? Oh, when you always want... For any D-Rice, not just Brisker, D-Rice or Drobono. You want to know the D-Rice or Drobono, but... In Brisker Derech, the makor is very important. You want to know what the makor of a certain din is. It reflects a lot of things. So in this halacha, how many psukim are quoted? Number one, with Varshek HaTerchak, right? Wasn't that the Gemara there in Masech HaShuas? On Laman Aleph and Mad Aleph, right? Because you know what? People have no problem lying if the other guy's not there. If the other guy's there, you feel a little bit more uncomfortable. At least you should be. Or you learn it from the Pasuk Shamoa Ben Achechem, right? That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. Okay? Also, there's a Pasuk Lotisa Shema Shav that you shouldn't hear Divrei Echad Shalom Bifnei Hasheni. So, the Lomai says there's three Psukim we mentioned. The smallest quotes in Sifkut Yud, the Bir Agra quotes the two Psukim Arishonim. Okay? Poshup Shad, as I said, this is I didn't say it, but Poshup Shad is a Din D'Oraisa. And the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes from a Zohar. It's a very strong din. He says a lashon of lohem nusa tava, that it's the nemanis is tainted. Tava is the lashon tainted. We looked in the Jastro. Aaron and the Yankee asked me, If you hear one of the sides before the other one, it's like the whole your whole perspective is tainted. So what do you see from here? You see two dinim. Number one, you're not allowed to listen to one baal din, not in the presence of the second one. That's number one. Number two is whatever the first baal din came first. You have a baal din who came first. It's usher for the dying to hear the other baal din, halacha l'maisa. Meaning these makdim echad kodem chavero to come to Beis Din, and then you listen. That's also pasha that it's also the Beis Yosef. Pshita that's Yosef Asr. Dechsiv Sadek Harishon Berivoy. So l'maisa you see beferish that these are the two dinim. So it could be that, and this is an interesting chiddush, this din applies by Zavlo as well. Okay? This din applies by Zavlo as well. However, by a Beis Din of law, we pointed out when we did Zavlo that a lot of times to get your own dying, you present the case. So therefore, Lamaisa, that's considered to be, you know, okay, because at the end of the day, the dying Shlishi, that's Machria, will hear from both of them at the same time. So therefore, since he'll hear from both of them at the same time, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be okay. Even though in the realm of Zavlo, theoretically, it should be usher. So we said maybe you say the generalities, maybe, you know, to present your case and when you're choosing. But do you have to get to all the details? And the Kesef HaKadoshim here on the bottom says it's based on what? It's a Kiblu Alai, and there's no din of Tanayim Ashikasa B'Tar. It's not like you're making it Tanayim, it's Kiblu Alai. And we assume that when you're doing Zavlo, it's understandable that each litigant's presenting his own case in front of his dying. And in the Piskei Tshuva and Sifkot Yad Aleph, he points out beautifully, a little bit, I think, what we were saying, that to hear the cases without the tain is like by Yerusha, that was done. Listen to Moshe, what did Moshe Rabbeinu by Benos Slavchan, right? He listened to their case, the other guys weren't there. So it was kind of like the generalities, Lamais, it was not the tainus, it was the Metzias. So maybe when you present, like we were saying, when you choose your dying, you present the Metzias. You don't have to say your tainus, just present the Metzias. And then, Lamaisa, you for sure will be okay. Okay, let's get to the Ramah. Says the Ramah, Hagah, V'dafka shiodeya ha-dayin shia dayin bedover. Interesting. That's dafka if you know you're going to be a dayin on the case. If you don't know, if he's just asking as a chaver or as a rebbe, and then later you become the dayin, then it's okay. Ava im shoma tayna echa v'achkach nitzratza ha-shein l'adun l'fana mutalios dayin bedover. Not a problem. Because at that time, you were not what? You were not a dayin. Kolzman, you didn't know it's mutter. However, I do want to tell you, it's interesting, the small points this out beautifully. What would be to be an Ishamis? You should tell the other Baldin, though. You should tell the other Baldin, I want you to know that I knew what was going on with this dispute, and it was before I was chosen to be a dayan, and I want everything to be, what's the word, the politically correct word now? Transparent, right? Everything should be transparent, right? You know what I mean by transparent? Everything should be clear and lucid, right? So therefore, you should tell the dayan should tell the baal din, I want you to know I knew about this case before I was appointed to be the dayan on this case, and I want everything to be clear on the table. That's what the small points out here. Interesting. Okay, fine. Viter, Nirmal. Lo yichtov shum chacham psak echad baal edinim bederech im kain. Interesting, no? You never should write up a psak din to one of the legends, but they're imkain. What does that mean? The dayan asks you a shayla. The dayan's asked from one of the baal din, what's the din? So you shouldn't answer miksav. Also, lo beloshin imkain, meaning that, like you make it tonight, that if it's emes kedivre ploni, then the psak will be kach and kach. Right? You never write, like, let's say, in the middle of the din Torah, that if your presentation is right, I'll tell you, I mean, if it is true, according to your presentation, the halacha is like such and such. That's what it means, bederech imkain. Imkain kashir amar lifnei baal din zeh az adin kainhu. You don't write down, you know, and if it is so, like you're presenting, the din will be such and such. Why is that, usher? You haven't heard the tain of the second guy. And the dayan already wrote, or he expressed his das to one of the baal edinim, lamaisa, or he was asked from another dayan, he expressed his das, or he write it to him. You're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to paskin in shiloh like this. You're considered to be an ogei bedover. Okay? So you cannot evoke or divulge what you're thinking in the psak din till you get to the stage of gemar din when you're pulping with the gemar din. Nothing at all to any, even to the other dayan. If you're asked by another dayan and you express your das, you're done. It's like you're no gebedah. What do you mean no gebedah? You're no gay, but that because you're no gay, but on tilting to one side over the other. That's why you're no gay, but dumb. You shouldn't say a word, Lemais. And therefore, the shock sensitive contest, that would be considered no gay, but dover. So we have to make sure that's what it means, but derech im kain. Everyone, chapter is a hard phrase, but derech im kain. That's what it means, im kain. And if you're right, I'm writing down that the din should be such as. Oh, she used to lo daito blo psak. You shouldn't write your opinion below psak. Kozman shlo shoma divishneim. You can't write your psak. Kozman, you didn't hear both. Shema mitoch dvarov yil medu sheker. This is a famous Mishnah novice I gave you. What does the Mishnah say in novice? What is that Mishnah say in novice? Perikav Mishnah Tess. Have zara bidurecha. Shema mitochim yil medu sheker. No. What's the lashon of the Mishnah there in novice? Perikav Mishnah Tess I gave you. The lashon, that's what the Ramah is quoting here. The Ramah is driving at this Mishnah. Let's mention it. It says, "Shum mitchet the chomer have a marble achkor sa'edim levizar bitvarecha shem mitochen l'shaker." This is talking about dini mamonis, guys. Should be marble achkor, which we'll get to today, blinetter. Halacha marble achkor sa'edim. You should be careful with your words. Shem mitochen l'shaker. What's careful with your words mean? That you start expressing the psak l'maisa after only one of the Bali Dinim has expressed this case. And that's a terrible thing. Maybe the other guy convinced you the other way. It'll be a bizarre to the Talmud Chacham. He doesn't know what he's paskening. Going back and forth. What's the touch of that? What's the Baldin Muzer Al-Kach? This is not just on the dime, it's on the Baldin. There's an issue in the Baldin that he shouldn't mashmiya himself, not just the din and the dayan. That's the puzzle of Tisa Shem Hashav, Darshin lo tasi. Don't present it. So that's the three psukim, Lamaisa. One din tells me what, Lamaisa, that the dayan should hear one before the other. Number two is if he comes first. Even for the same guy, he can't do it. Number three is the din and the Baldin. So I'll look on the Baldin. Okay, weiter. The Talmud Sheish lo din lifnei Rabboi, amazing. Talmud that has a din Torah got written in front of his Rebbe, lo yaktim lovo kodem baldino, shouldn't come first, lo yeh nira kemaktim kedei levar tano shalu b'fnei chavero, because it make the guy look bad, you're trying to go over the times first. But what happens, he has to get the shear. Vim yesh lo eis kavua lovo lilmo lefonov, bo eis ahi mutter. He has to get the shear on time, it's mutter. He has to get the shear on time, it's mutter. This is an interesting machloikas I want you to get down. What's the touch of this? What are we talking about? The Beis Yosef, he just saw us talking about what? Dafko Rabo, with the Kiruv Das. So then the Baldin's Chayshir that he's going to what? He's going to present his case to him. But a Dayan that's not his Rebbe, it's Mutter, not a problem. Yes? Did you get that, the Beis Yosef? Comes along the Sman and says, no, Ada Rabba. By a Dayan that's not his Rebbe, it's also to go early because the other guy's going to be choshing him. That he's Misada Tainoisev, Levadoi. And the Chiddush is even a rabbo that he learns by its usher as long as not the regular shear. So it emerges a major machlokes Beis Yosef in the small. The Beis Yosef says, Dafka rabbo. Dayan is not a rabbo, it's mutter. The small says, no fakir. Dayan shein a rabbo is taka what? It's for sure usher. Rabuz is even his rabbi. Interesting machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the small. Now the Tumim points out here, interestingly, if you go with that mahalach of the small, the Tumim says, whatever the other guy's a Talmud Chacham, then he won't come to be Chayshid. So if the other guy's a Talmud Chacham, then you could go. Because he won't be Chayshid you. This is a Chazak and a Talmud Chacham. It's not Chayshid B'Ksherim. So Chapsa Nafkemini, Lamaisa. You go with that small, Lamaisa. So he wants a tiny. If the other league is a Talmud Chacham, no problem. Now, no one should ever think, I want to just point out, let's do away with the institution of Chayshid B'Ksherim. Because we all try to be Talmud Chacham. The bottom line is that people are not all Talmud Chachamim, and not everyone's perfect anyway. So Lomaisa, that's what the Rebbeinu Yonah writes. Forget about everyone should be down on Makaf Sos. Do away with Chayshu B'Sherim. Don't do these. No, Lomaisa, there are people that are, there is a concept you have to make sure that, that people are Chayshu. So we have to be responsible, make sure we do things that people won't Chayshu us. Okay. Let's go, guys, now. Siv Vov. Okay, let's introduce this with a Mahalik Lamaisa. The Shtikl here, okay? And then we got to do Siv Vov, Siv Zion here. Let's get it, guys, okay? There is a halacha Mishnin Makis We're learning in the afternoon, Baruch Hashem, Vavam Beis, Mishnah Makis, the end of the Mishnah. Yeah, real quick, Ike, go ahead. No. The issue of Parshat Shad is Lamaisa. I guess you have to be talking to him. If you're not talking to him, he says Shelo Lo Yaktim Lavo Shloiner Kamaktim Kedei Lavar Tai Nesiv. I'd imagine if you're not talking to him, it's not a problem. You know what I mean? The Dayan's not in the room. He hasn't come yet. To get there first, you have to sit outside. I don't know if you take it to that degree. I think the whole word is that you're talking to him, Lamaisa. Good point. Maybe you don't have to. It's a good point we're saying. Don't sit in the regular seat. Sit in the back. To make it seem, though, that you're not being makdim. That's the pashtus. Okay? That's what I would imagine. You have to sit outside. You go in the back. Sit in the back. Don't sit in the regular place. Okay, good. It's a good point. Oh, let's see the Mishnah in Makis on Vav Amabes. Zok the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. Different drushes al Pishnayim made him. Yakum Dover, Dovrach al Pishnayim. Slotes on Sanhedrin, Shomas me Pia Maturgamon. The Sanhedrin shouldn't hear me piyama to a gemun. The Gemara, and Dav Zayin and Beis, Vavam and Beis on the bottom. Hanaluzi, right? The foreigners. Dosa lekem the Rav Uki Rav Tugman biyada hechi Avad Aki v'atanan shloim shlote Sanhedrin shenas me piyad Tugman. Rav and meva yordo ma'adav Amre. He knew what they were saying. Vahudri lo David. He knew how to say it to them. Yes. So the first question that we have to understand here is, Poshup Shat, is that what was the case, Halacha L'maisa? Okay? Well, are we only referring to Edim or even the Bali Dinim? That you can't set up a Meturgamon. Okay? What's the Poshup Shat L'maisa in the Gemara? The Poshup Shat in the Gemara is that it's referring to what? Referring to Edim, Poshup Shat, no? That's the Poshup Shat, right? I mean, that's what the Bach says. Does the Bach have a comment here? You see that Bach and Aleph? That Bach's comment is exactly what we just said. That the Pashas in the Mishnah is talking about Edim, so the Pashas in the Gemara is talking about Edim. But if you look in the Rambam, let's go, guys. If you look in the Rambam, Perichof Aleph, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Lachaches, Zot the Rambam not that way. Lo yei dayin shomei amim v'turgman alayim kein hayam akir b'loshon ba'al edinim v'shomei atan oseim v'imein omar b'loshonim k'il l'ashiv lem yamar amim v'turgman lo diyo osom p'sak din ma'zeh atam achaya zeh v'zik ezeh v'zok ezeh zok the kesef mishnah ay mishli b'makis gemor b'makis says the kesef mishnah das rabbeinu l'farshi u ba'al edinim k'pshat lishnah k'pshat lishnah d'osel l'kamid rava osel l'kamid rava is not who? The Edim. So says the Ran and the Rif in the beginning of Perek Shavuos Eidus, Pshat and Rambam, that in a Chanami the Ram learns that the Salacha applies not only to Eidim that you can't have a Meturgamon, but it applies to Baal Edinim as well. Now, if you do learn, if you do say like that, Sarachim on the Ram, why? Even though we're transferring the din from Edim to Baal Edinim, why did the Raman never write this Halach in Hilchos Eidus? Where does he write the din? They're not alive in the Meturgamon. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, Legavi Tain of Baal Edinim, the Makor of the din is from Edim. So you think the Raman should quote it there, no? Frektiv Zhulti, what's going on in the Rambam? Why does the Raman only quote this Halach in Hilchos Sanhedrin when the Makor of the din is by Hilchos Eidus? Says the Ritva there in Makis, Tir Maska Shalokosov, the Eshom and Avaka the Maisi Lomikrodik Sivadim, who had in Labal Edinim. The Uvda, the Hanaluzi, the Armin and Data Kamei, the Rav Asin Ladin, the Mashrech and Das Rabin of Mera Levi, quotes his Rabbi, the Ra'ah. No, I'm sorry, Das Rabin of Mera Levi, the Ramah. Yeah, the Ramah. He quotes the Ramah, and he says, Beferish, that the Allah applies not only to Edim, but applies to Baal Edinim. Now listen to what he says, though. Meata. Who had in Lamad Shamru Baam Al Pishnaim Edim? Al Pishnaim Edim, Mipi and Vlom and Piksovim. The Gemara says they're getting Dafayanim and Aleph, that Edim cannot write their testimony and send it in, according to most who shown him at least. The Rabbi Natan interprets that an Elam can't write it in, because he's not Roy Labila. He's not ready to say it over. So a mute person can't send it in. But a regular guy could, because he's ready to say it over. But the Pashas is not. Listen to this. Do a dilatanis baladim to be in pee and vlim peak solvum. Ellis, you're so for there, I'm close with Tano Sam. So what does Ramah say, the Ritva here in Makis, that not only is a maturgamin bad for what, but also writing is bad. Avaldas Rabbosenu Zal, this is the Ritva, he quotes other Rabbosenu, they came in Shaloshaninu Zeh Ela Be'edim, Shein Lano Lamasha Omer Be'sefer, Ube'edim Hu Sheik Bidak Kosser Sheh Alpev, Lo Mipi Amaturgamin, Lo Mipi Sovam, Lo Bale Dinim, Uvdin Aralizim Edim Havev, Chulin. Then he quotes Das Rabbosenu, he says, no, the halach is only limited to Edim. There is no halacha maturgamin by Bale Din. Okay. Mavur. What's Mavur? What's Mavur from this Ritva? That me be turgamin and piksavim is one din. If me pi miturgamon is a psul and tainis Bale Dinim, then who a din me piksavim will be a psul and tainis Bale Dinim. That's what you see clear from the Ritva. That me be miturgamon. And the halacha of what? Mipiksov is the same halacha. What's the Makorat for them? The Sefri and Parsha Shoftim, Apishnaim Edim, or Apishlosha Edim, Lo Apiksovim, Lo Apimiturgamon. It's Mashma, it's the same halacha, no? Lo Apiksovim, Lo Apimiturgamon. Lefize Nimse, that according to the Rambam, that the Psul of Miturgamon, which said by Tanis Baladinim, is the same psul as the piksavim, which we find by Baal Adinim too as well. V'tzorichiyun. A second kasha, guys. Where does the Rama write me piksavim? In Hilchos Eidus, Pirakim Olach Adalad. We cannot mekabel Eidus al piksav. And in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he never says a word about me piksavim. The double whammy. The double whammy kasha. Number one, Ani biyaturgamin, which the Makor HaDavar is from Eidus. He only has it by Baal Adinim Sanhedrin. Number two, the Lomdus that the Piturgamon and Piksov by the same Halacha, he only has it where? In Hilchos Eidus, he doesn't mention it where in Hilchos Sanhedrin by Baal Adinim. In order to answer these two kashas, let's embark upon the Mahalan of Zhulti. That's how I wanted to say it in front of these kashas. If you look in the Nuki Yosef, in the end of the first Perek HaMakos, maybe you saw it, he gives two reasons, two svaras, why Miturgamon is a problem. Could have said it's just a kosov, but he gives two svaras. Number one, Mipi HaMiturgamon Shema Yachalif HaMiturgamon B'loshana Eidus. He'll mix it up. He'll be Machlif Turgamon B'loshana Eidus. Which means Rosh Hashanah, he won't say it over well. He's not a good interpreter. Number two, Va'od Kishishmu Heim Mipik Aedim Yitachem Lehem Lachakoro Sam Yoser. When the Dayanim hear it from the Aedim, you know, you see the way the guy presents the whole thing, you know what he's doing, you hear the whole presentation. It's much easier to be Choker that guy and Darish that guy than the Miturgamon. And the truth is, the Swan Choshen Mishput Simin Chavches Sifkot and Lamadala quotes both these reasons. L'may nafkamina between the two reasons. The Mabit and the Kiryat Sefer writes, what happens if you have two Miturgamonim? Can you rely on two Miturgamonim? The Mabit says yes. Plug it in. According to the first reason, we're afraid that maybe he'll maklif a Miturgam and blush on Hades. Well, if there's two guys, there's like two Adim that they didn't mishan anything, no? So you can rely on them. They're both, two guys are saying this is the way it is. But if you say it's that the Dayanim won't be able to be darish them properly, then you can have 50 or 100. If it's not directly from the same guy, it's a chisorim. Now, if you look in Rashi and Sanhedrin, Bidaf Yitzayinim at Aleph, he gives another reason, a third reason why Mipi HaMiturgam. Mipi HaMiturgam, Kishaboyin Eidim Lo'azim Lo'hoi Bifneim, Lo Yitztarchu La'amid Melitzim Beneim, Tehave Le Eid Mipi Eid. Wow, Eid Mipi Eid is a new halacha. Hearsay. I heard from him that X killed Y, Yeshkoyach. You heard a lot of things. Eidmi P'eid is not acceptable. Eidus Ish is acceptable, the Gemara says, to verify husband's dead. But Eidmi P'eid is not acceptable, and that's what the Rashi writes. He says, aid me, P.A.? And this is a pel. Because the Yushalmi and then the Yavamis makes the following drosha. Listen to this. Al P.A.dim, lo al P.K.sovan, lo al P.A.maturgaman, the lo aid me, P.A. What do you see, Chlor, from that Yushalmi? The aid me, P.A. is a separate halacha, different than maturgaman. There are three halachas here. You see clear that the maturgaman is a psul, not based on aid me, P.A. It's based on one of the reasons of the Muki Yosef. Because in the Yushalmi, there are three different cases. In fact, the psul of maturgaman is before the psul of aid me, P.A. It's a psul miyuchad like peak soften. So what's the svara to say against Rashi? Why is maturgaman not a problem with NBPA? Because what's the whole reason why NBPA is a problem, perhaps? Because you're made be based in the guy that testifies the base ain't a love shame aid because he didn't see the case. So only someone who sees or knows can testify. But the guy who sees or knows, where did he testify? He testified outside of Bezdin. And that's not Aedis. But the maturgaman, the aid is there. The aid did testify. The maturgaman is just like a computer saying it over. So Mamela, it's not a chisaron of aid mipa. The maturgaman, your mom in Latargmas Dvara, but the aid is not the aid. The aid saw was he was there, he testified. So it's not a psul of aid mipa. One could take issue with that, Rashi. It's a special lachem yucheres ba'akadah seidis. Let me be a maturgaman. Let me pick sovim. What did Rashi hold? Rashi held not that way. Rashi held that it's not considered aidis before the basin unless the basin understands it. If the basin doesn't understand it, Yoni, if the basin doesn't understand, it's not called aidis. It's like chutz le-basin. Who cares whether they're structural? They're inside the structure. It's like they're outside if they don't understand it. Therefore, Rashi says maturgaman is a problem with aid mipa. Sarachiyun do Yushalmi, okay? But Rashi's not going with Yushalmi. Rashi's saying that mipa maturgaman is a problem with aid mipa. Because if Bezdin doesn't understand, it's like chutzpah Bezdin. It's not halacha miyuchan and uchas aidis. This is halacha applying to dayanim. That applies, they have to understand the aidim, they have to understand that the bali dinim. Uchas times in nitin. If you tine a chutz to basin, it's a nothing. You can be chosen from a tine outside of basin, simin pei, chayshin mishpah we learned. But if you hold, then a piyam a turgumun, is a psul miyuchud, like the piyam vlom piksavam, it's halacha limited to hilchos aidis, like the Ritva said, b'shem rabbeisav, kevin shesholaninu zeh, ele be'edin, shein lanu ele mashomer b'seif, our sefer, the Sefer HaTorah Kedasha, Ube Eidim Sheik, Bid HaKosav, Bid in Shual Peh, Vlom Epi HaMaturgaman, Vlom Epi Ksavim, Vlom Baalidin, Kloimar, the Alfus to learn out the Halacha. There's no Yafus to learn out Tainas Baalidin from a Goddess Eidis. It's like there's a Kosav limited to Eidis. It's like there's a Kosav limited to Eidis. So that's if you don't hold like Rashi. But according to Rashi, it's a Halacha of Eidmi P.A. And therefore, it's like being made chutz lebeizdin. What does it mean? It's being made chutz lebeizdin. That applies also by chutz by ledinim. So lemaise comes out that Rashi will be masber the Gemara and Makis like the Rambam. That's not just referring to Adim, it's referring to baledinim as well. Okay. Rashi and the Mishnah said Adim because that's the drash in the Mishnah. But you have to say that Rashi will interpret the Gemara with Hanuluzi as referring to Baal Edinim, like the Rambam, that's where Rav Zhulti wants to tie it. That this halacha of Eid Mipa, which tells me it's Chutz L'Bezin, that issue of Chutz L'Bezin applies both to Eid and to Tainas of Baal Edinim. Okay? And therefore, halacha l'maisa, if you hold like Yushami against Rashi, it's a psul miyuchod only by Eidis, then l'maisa, you're going to say it's a din limit only, you're going to apply Hani L'Uzi only to Eidim. Which is way the, as we said, there are the Ritva quotes Rabbi Seinu. Now, Lomaisa, and that's the way we're going to interpret the Gemara, if you hold like Rashi and the Rambam. That's the heart of the Bach. The Bach says the Rambam, we'll put all Rashi to as well. But there is an amazing Rashi in Menachos that with the Bekiyas of Rav Zhulti points out. Never would have known this Rashi. Rashi in Menachos. Remember, Daniel, I said the story once by mistake. I thought I said that Dr. Soloveitchik taught us, Dr. Grach, you know, the Rav's son, professor. I took him as one of my rebbeim. Took him for a few things. I said, Rebbe, didn't you once tell us that Rashi Menachos is not Rashi? He went. He said, no, absolutely not. In the class we had. Hilchos Ris. He threw out every boy in the class at least once in the semester. I was the only one he never threw out. If a guy wasn't prepared, he threw him out. All the girls, he didn't never throw out any of the girls. But I once said, Rebbe, didn't you tell us Rashi Menachos not Rashi? He said, no, Chas V'Sholom. I never said such a thing. Rashi in Tainis, Rashi in Moikotin. On the Daf, it's not Rashi. But he said, never said Menachos. Baruch Hashem, because we're put out Rashi Menachos. Rashi Menachos, Samachem and Aleph says, Shlotes and Hedrin Shomas mi Pia, but the women Daniel, I've introduced it to him. Remember, we saw him in the parking lot this year. Rashi says in Menachos Daf Samachem and Aleph, Shlotes and Gordel Batur, Mamish. In Daf Samachem and Aleph, Shlotes and Hedrin Shomas mi Pia Maturgamon, Shlo Yachalif Tano Sovi Chaivuhu. That's Lashon Rashi Menachos. Shlo Yachalif Tano Sovi Chaivuhu. So he writes with Feirish that the Tainus of Baal Edinim, we find the Allah of Lomi Piyama Turgum, that you shouldn't want Machlif Tanosov. Tanosov is Tainus, not Edim. Tainus is referring to Baal Edinim. And the Mishnah in Makis, Rashi says, is just darshaning the Pusik, refers to Edim, but it's Mukhuk that Rashi dug up a Rashi and Shas, this old stick with the Rashi Mamish says it to Feirish that applies to Baal Edinim. However, I want to just point out that this new reasoning of Shalyachlif Tanoseim is like that first reasoning of the Nemuki Yosef, right? In Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin, Rashi said, Eid Mi Pi Eid. Rashi's now saying a new reason. Eid Mi Pi Eid, he said, Yud Zayin Amar Alf. In Menachos, he's saying like the first reason of the Beis Yosef, first reason of the Nemuki Yosef, that they're going to what? Not say it over well. So Lachur, there's a big nafgamina, because if you go with the reason that they're not going to say it over well, then if you have two Maturgamonim, it should be good like the Mabi. But if you go based on 8 MPA, there's no difference between 1 Maturgamon or 50 Maturgamonim, or 100 Maturgamonim. It's still a problem, 8 MPA. So here Rav Zhulti wants to say a moyer that could shop at Rashi. V'nir de bedas Rashi de tarvayu tzrichi. You need both reasons. The Iker Tam is 8 MPA, don't get me wrong. You'd sign him an office on edge. But Rashi was bothered by, why don't we say 8 MPA that's made, i.e. a Maturgamon is like made b'fnei bezin. The Maturgamon is just saying out words. So Rashi comes to Menachos and says, no, he's going to say it over wrong. And that's why, Lamaisa, when he's made, if they based in your made, the Maturgamon, not the aid, the based in Somach and the Maturgamon, that he's not what's going to change the aidist. That's aid me PA. Because your made, if they based in, they don't understand what's going on. So it's like Chutz LeBeis. So Rashi adds that on. The Maturgamon is considered aid me PA. That's what the Ksos HaChoshen says. The Ksos HaChoshen, Simon Lamed, Sif Kotten Yud says, aid me PA. Again, Simon Lamed, Sif Kotten Yud, the Ksos HaChoshen, aid me PA is only when the aid Rishon testifies Chutz LeBeisdin. If the hearsay guy, who the guy, the source is in Beisdin, he wants to say it's good. Glafisa Huadin Matanis Bali Dinim. If the Beisdin doesn't understand the Lushan, I don't care if physically he's in Beisdin. It's like a Chutz LeBeisdin. So that's why Rashi is not a steer. Both reasons complement one another. The problem is MEPA, but Lemaisa, why do you need this? Why do you need Yachlif Tanosim? Because that's Masber, why it's Chutz LeBeisdin. Because you won't get it right. They won't get it right. And that's why, in fact, it works very beautifully, because the Ksos and Hilchos MEPA says if the first guy's there, it's fine. Well, but Maturgamon, the first guy physically is there, but we don't know what he said. Because the guy might say it over wrong. So it comes out beautifully based on this whole shtickle now. Oh, based on this whole shtickle, we can fret for the original two kashas. What were the original two kashas? Why does the Rambam quote the halacha of Maturgamon only by Sanhedrin, by Baal Edinim, when the whole marker is by Edim? And number two is, if you assume Maturgamon and Ksav is the same halacha, so then why does he only quote the halacha of Ksav by Edim and not by Baal Edinim in Sanhedrin? So says Rav Zhulti, this pshat, he says the Rama is beautiful, why he only said Mepiksav by Edim and not by Baal Edinim. And why he said Meturgun by Tanis Baal Edinim. Because it's from one pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, in the Sifri. Apishne Edim, Apishlosh Edim, Lo Apiksav, Lo Apiyah Meturgun. Comes out that Piksavim is Allah in Edim giving Edis in front of Beis Din. So Psu'an HaGadus Edis. And this is only by Edim and not by Tanis Baal Edinim. Mi'pi ha-meturgamon is a halacha of chutz l'beisin. And the turgamon is considered Eid mi'pi'e. So the Baal Edinim are tanim chutz l'beisin, also not a tainim. So it comes out beautifully. The Rambam writes the halacha, right? The Rambam writes the halacha. Let's get it. The Rambam writes the halacha lo mi'pi ha-meturgamon where? In Hilchos Sanhedrin. B'tainis Baal Edinim, not in Hilchos Eidus. Why? Because the Meturgamon is a din of Eid Mi P'Eid. There's no Chiddush of what? There's no Chiddush of Eid Mi P'Eid. That the Rambam already quoted in Pirek Zayin Hilchos Eidus. Halach Aleph. The whole problem with Meturgamon is a din of Eid Mi P'Eid. He quoted that already. Therefore, he's got it right in Hilchos Sanhedrin by Tainis Baal Edinim that there's Halach of Ton Chutz L'Beisdin. That Eid Mi P'Eid is applied to what Baal Edinim. That he's got it right. And Hilchos Seidus, he didn't have to say because he already wrote it in Eid Mi'pi'eid. And you could bring a raya to Rashi in the Rambam that Alpiyah Meturgam is a psul of Eid Mi'pi'eid because the Tanya, the Bryce, and the Sifri says Alpishnaim Eidim Al-Shlosh Eidim Lo Alpiksav Lo Alpiyah Meturgam. The Yushalmi in the end of Yavama says all three Alpiyahidim Lo Alpiksav Lo Alpiyah Meturgam Lo Eid Mi'pi'eid. In the Sifri, it didn't say Eid Mi'pi'eid. Why? Because Eid Mi'pi'eid and Meturgamon are Hainu Hak, are the same thing. Are the same thing. Now, the other kasha, though, is that Lamaisa we haven't for Emford yet, right? That other kasha we haven't for Emford. Why Ksav did he only write where? Ksav he only wrote where? Why didn't he write Ksav Aval Edinim? So that Lamaisa we're not going to be able to for him for now. We'll come back to it another time. Believe that a friend for that kasha. So he only answered one of the two kashas. So let's get to the din now in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Let's get to the din Shulchan Aruch. Sivov. Lo yehadayin shomei ha-mi-yapi ha-meturgamon. Dayin shon hear from a meturgamon. Yimai ha-makir b'l'shonim shomei ha-tanasim. Beautiful. He's makir b'l'shonim shomei ha-tanasim. Beautiful. Avim minuteh b'l'shonim kokach shiyadot la-shivim lehem. If he doesn't know how to respond to them, Lodim sakne mutalamina meturgamon. Hagoe, ayin leel simin yud gimel siv yud gimel tonim b'ksav echad, rotzalitom b'loshen echa, v'sheni b'loshen achar, ein echa yochal l'kuf chaver. Did you get what that meant? So in the Beis Yosef we had it. Did you see that? Actually, it was in the Trumas Hadeshin, no? It was in the Trumas Hadeshin. It's in the Dark Emotion, sorry, in Osei. If one of the Baal Edinim wants to write his Taina B'Ksav, if they both want to write B'Ksav, it's fine. Yes? What happens if one wants to write in German, and the other guy doesn't know German? You can't force the other guy to write in German, unless it was a special takana that everything's got to be presented in German. It's in the Dark Emosher Osei. That's, I think, what the Ramal means. If both guys want to do a B'Ksav, we learned that already. In Simon Yud Gimel, Siv Gimel, you can do that. Not a problem. They want to present it, B'Ksav. That's what we said from the Rambam. Rambam didn't mention the din. We have to get back to answer that kasha. Not today, but Lamaisa, we answer the first Mahal beautifully. There's Jolti want to say, but in Yud Gimel, in Siv Gimel, right, we learned that, yes? That if they want to write it, it's fine. Shnei Baalim Rotzim L'Yitom B'Ksav Rishus B'Yodin. That's fine. But one guy wants one language, the other guy wants the other. You can't force the other guy. That's what I think the Ramah means here. Okay? That dark emotion, that's why I figured out the Ramah based on this dark emotion in Sifkot and Hay. Okay, we got that? Yeah? Okay. Now, I want to point out there basically are four different shitas in this. Let's say you have a situation that Beis Din does not understand the language of the litigants at all, or the Edim. Bidyevid, when there's no other Beis Din around, yes? Can you sit on the Din Torah and get an interpreter? Yes or no? Bottom line. Two guys come in, Frenchmen, let's say, and they come into the shul, they're having a big machlaikis. I don't understand French. Can we make a Beis Din with a meturgamon? One of the guys in the shul speaks French. Speaks English fluently, he's Frenchman. What's the story? So Rav Shdi says, They're basically our four shittas. According to Rashi, the Rambam, the Ritva, this is a psul min haTorah, bein bedinim nefashos, bein bedinim omenus. Not just by God to say this, but the Tanis of Baal Adinim too. So Rashi, Rambam, Ritva, it's a psul min haTorah, bein bedinim nefashos, bein bedinim omenus. Number two, we learned already there are both of Shal Ritva, that it's only a psul in God to say this, not in Tanei Baal Adinim. Number three, the Gonim, the Mordechai B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Hillel, and the Bach. Again, the Gonim, Mordechai B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Hillel, and the Bach, only by Dinin of Foshos is mi piyam aturgum and a psul min atera. But Dinin Momenus, it's only psul min the Rabbanon. And number four, the Rabbas. The Rabbas says the whole institution is an asmachta, mi piyam aturgum is the Rabbanon. Lefize, tavna ledine. Tavna ledine means you come to a psak. In such a case, he says you should not sit on the din Torah. Because we're worried about Rashi, the Rambam, the Ritva. It's makivim b'dyevet. I don't care where there's nowhere else to go. The only way you can do it is what? Kiblu olai. You have to do kiblu olai, ein achar kabbalah klum. The nesivis, the small say like this. Just like we do by Adam and kiblu olai v'krovim, that's the only way you can get the job done. But if you want to do regular din Torah, forget about it. You'd have to make Kenyan Kibbalah line. Oh. Now, let's get to some details in this. If the Baal Din already made the Taina B'Ketzara, and now he's asking permission for the Meturgama to widen his words, to expound upon his words, is that Mutter? Yes. That's what the Shma says, the Drisha elaborates at great length. V'nagu gam bizman hazeh. That Baalei Dinim with the Meturgamim Danim, they want to say Lamaisa that it's like Kiblu Olai. Vein Nacho Achar Kabbalah Klum. Meili would be okay. Now, therefore, one could say, I don't buy it though, but I hear it. I'm saying it on my own now. Maybe one could validate the institution that Baalei Dinim have these Tanim nowadays, that maybe they're like a Meturgamim. You hear what I'm saying? Let the guy say his piece to Baal Din and let then this guy come in. Maybe he's not a Toyin. He's a Meturgamon. Okay. So don't institutionalize it then. Don't make it a business to be a Toyin. But one could hear maybe such a swear I was thinking as to Malamed Schus maybe. So Din in the Foshus we paskin that it's Makiv B'Yevit. Then in moments b'yevit din, against what Rav Zhulti says, the echad lo efsher k'mom makomos shabayin labat the din makomos. They only have one different language. He says lechachilu you can do it even p'yam maturgman according to the Bach. According to the Bach. So Rav Zhulti was not comfortable with it, unless you do kiblu olai, okay. But the Bach seems to say that it's din in moments b'yevit is fine, okay. B'dyevet is fine. Now let me ask you a question. And this is very, I saw an amazing line from the Aruch HaShulchan. If you're going to go ahead and do this, if you're going to go ahead and do this, you better be very careful. Let's say one of the fellows knows English, the other guy only knows French. It is improper for a dayan, let's say for myself, to speak to that guy in English. The other guy doesn't know English at all. You know what he think? What does he think we're talking about? That's why it's like a Musar Haskel by kids. You're never supposed to whisper. It's not just by kids, man. What are you whispering for in front of people? It's very rude. It's not nice. People think you're speaking about them. You don't whisper. Same thing here. I'm talking to that guy. The other guy doesn't know what I'm talking about. He thinks what we're talking about is, you know, not nice. Or we're thinking I'm siding with him. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, what happens if one of the guys is a goy? One litigant's Jew, the other guy's a goy. And you start speaking Hebrew or Yiddish to him. You know what he says? Chil Hashem. Regis Lashon. Unbelievable. It's no test. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, couldn't believe it. He says, Lo yadabra adani misrael b'loshin ivris shena hezinu yisrael mibein shal yishana yishu medabra misrael adaito vikechil l'ashem shamayim el esrech ladabri mishneim b'loshin ha'eno yisrael, meaning the secular language. V'imein adai nechol ladabri menei yehudi b'loshono yadabri mishneim ayidei meturgman v'yesh lezar b'zeh me'od menechil l'ashem chalila. Amazing, no? Loshin that he uses. So Shetish Lita always puts out Chil Hashem Halacha is doing a very in front of 10 Jews, but there's a Yiddishism that the post can use. Like your parents yell, my parents yell, it's Chil Hashem, it's a Shanda for the Goyim. They do something. That's also a type of a Chil Hashem. Different way though. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying right here, that we have to be careful of. Okay, let's finish up as if Zion real quick. And then we got to continue tomorrow. We got to go finish up the Siman Bli Neder. A lot, and we're going to start Yud Ches too. And also, we got to. We'll see if we finish this. Answer that other question. But let's finish this. Sarech adayin sivzayin lishmo divrei bali dinim lishnoso som. This is what we do. Shnemar v'yomer amelch zosamirs zebni hachai v'goymer matzik adin b'libo akar chotcheu. You know the case that Yushalmi says. Shlomo amelch in the poskin novi was malachim aleph. No, malachim aleph, isn't it? Or is it malachim beis? Malachim aleph. No. What? Yeah, Malachim Aleph. So, Shlomo HaMelech, you know, the baby, they're fighting who the baby is. So Shlomo HaMelech says, let's go and cut the baby in half, right? So, the mother that said no, obviously, the woman that said no was the mother. So, when he was doing the Din Torah, he said, is this what you said, A, B, and C? Is this what you said, X, Y, and Z? Is this what you said, Aleph, Beis, Gimel? Is this what you said, Gimel Dalet Hey, you have to say it over, and that's what we do. Each litigant presents it. Is this what you are saying? And then he has to say yes or no. Okay. Now, what are the two reasons given for this? For this halacha, let's get it. Okay. He should do it before the Masa Matan begins. I want you to get that, because once the Masa Matan between the Dayanim begins. Could be that Dayanim will not chozer behem. The priest just says a sifkot yud. So they should say it over right after it was said. Okay? Before they get the Masa V'matan. Okay? Now, what are the two reasons? Number one is that the Baalei Dinim should feel that the Dayan understood them well. That's number one. They shouldn't go through the whole din. He didn't chap what I was saying. That's why you say it over. Correct me if I'm wrong. Point A, B, C. That's number one. Number two is that practically, maybe the Dayanim did not get the case right. They didn't understand it, right? So in other words, the first reason is that they might have hopped it right, but we don't want the Baal Adim to feel that they've been what? They're getting messed up. That's an interesting concept. We're so worried about the Emes. Number two is practically we're concerned. The smart quotes both. So the Bach says, it's interesting, the Bach says, and this is going with the second reason, the small, if it's one dying, then he's got to say it over in front of the Baal Adim. Shlomo HaMelech was one dying, right? Then he's got to say it in front of the Baal Adim. Let's say you're three dying. So he says, according to the second Svara, you only need one dying to say it over to the other two. They don't have to say it over to the Baal Adin if you say it like the second reason. Second reason is that they should understand it well. See, Nachmina, between the first two reasons, The first reason, you got to say it to the Baal Adinim. Either one dying or three dying. Doesn't make a difference. According to the second Svara, Lomaisa, if you're three dying, you can say it to over one other, not in presence of the Baal Adinim. Okay? And that's what the Bach says. Like the Tom Shani the small, that the Dayanim themselves understand. That doesn't have to be done in front of the Baal Adinim. Lomaisu or Machmer, we do it by three, we say it over in front of them. And that's what it means in the Loshon HaGemara in Sanhedrin. Thanks a lot, Daniel. And Avzayanim at Beis. Sorry, it's over, we went over. Let's just finish it up. The Gemara says, Ushvatetem Tzedek, Amar Eshlaka Sadek Esadin Vachachat Chehu. First determine the accuracy of the verdict and then render it. What does that mean? Shvatetem say mesa drosha. Only that which has been determined as the correct decision, righteousness should be delivered as the verdict. This is what it means though, guys, the practically. Matztik adin believe achachot cheyu. In other words, the shvatetem tzedek means you the dying has to hear it, he has to repeat it. And then he's matzik that didn't believe bo, and then he what? Then he has to think about it, and then he comes up with a psak halacha, halacha lamaisa. Okay? So we got this, Chlor? All right, very good. So we'll pick it up tomorrow, Sif Ches. We got to finish up the simon. We got to go weiter, blin netter. And we got to also try to answer that kasha as well, blin netter. Okay. Very good. There it is. Simen Ches.
Okay.
All right, very good. Yes.
Isn't that going to minimize? Isn't the whole point that we should be do as much chakir as possible and have them present their full case?
Right. Yeah,
and they know that the
here, Daniel, I guess amongst the Adim, you know?
Thank you.
The Adim is more of that.